This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA Summer Advisories, Preparedness for Heat Waves and Safety. The participants are Rajendra Singh, member, National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
Rajendra ji, a warm welcome to you on the program and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Arjun ji.
So it's a very crucial time right now, especially with the heat wave and the change in the weather conditions. We are moving away from winter, now spring, and into the summer season, and which is why our focus is on heat wave and the consequences if precautions are not taken. That's why we have a representative of the NDMA advising us as to what to do during this heat wave where temperatures go high and it can become uncontrollable in some situations. So let's try and understand, Rajendra ji, what is the role of the National Disaster Management Authority? I understand that it's quite wide and heat wave is one of the risks associated with climate change, for instance.
NDMA is a lead agency and our chairman is Honorable Prime Minister. And NDMA main role is to issue policy, guideline and make disaster management plan. It was established in 2005 and then NDMA Act came in existence in 2006. Our policy came in 2009 and National Disaster Management Plan came in existence in 2019. During these years, we have issued almost 32 guidelines from earthquake, tsunami, cyclone to landslide to flood to everybody, including heat wave and cold wave. And issuing this guidelines, we issued do's and don'ts for particular, you are talking about heat waves, well in advance. Every year in the month of February, before the summer season starts, we organize a workshop here in Delhi, where we invite all the stakeholders, all the ministries who are associated with this heat wave, and all the states, SDMA, they come here. 2-day seminar was conducted this year in Vigyan Bhavan. And where we learned what last year, how was the weather, what the action they have taken, what is the preparation, and for coming heat season, what is the preparation at their level. And what was the lesson learned from last year to this year? The mortality rate was high. Why it was high? How can you reduce it? And best lesson learned from each other. When everybody comes on one platform, it is the time to learn from each other. It is where we develop a culture of learn from each other, culture of preparedness, culture of mitigation, and culture of sharing the best practices. If suppose Odisha has done something good, that culture should be adopted by the other state. If Karnataka has done something great, that culture should be adopted by this thing. This is how we are conducting this. And after this seminar, after this 2-day workshop, we issue our don'ts and do's. This year workshop, when it was conducted in the month of February, we have invited some most wonderful people from the our urban slum areas, the people who are working in our home, our mates and all, and labor class people who are working in infrastructure sector, big buildings and all. We have called them, they came, and we have given them a platform, provided a platform to them, and we wanted to hear from them what is the problem they face during the summer season, so that everybody will come to know how we have to mitigate their problems. And it was a good thing that we have invited almost 10 people from a different sector and they came and they shared their experiences. And we have, after that only, we have issued our guidelines. This year guidelines were more important because this is election year also. Keeping in mind the election in the month of April 19th onwards is starting and going up to the May and June, this year guideline was especially issued for keeping in mind of election season also.
So Rajendra ji, what is the advisory prepared by NDMA to hospitals during this period of heat wave?
Advisory was issued by NDMA and Health Ministry jointly. And it talks about three parts are there. First part is, it is SDMA, Health Ministry, Electricity Department and Fire Department. It is the teamwork. They have to come together and they have to prepare, see the planning of the hospital. It is thorough inspection of each and every part of hospital. Electric load audit need to be done and NOC to be issued only after seeing the completion of the work. Second part comes about inspection of fire safety equipment, like fire extinguishers are there, hydrants are there, electricity load audit is there or not. And third is that NOC which I am talking about, before NOC issuing the inspection of each and every equipment which is there, fire extinguishers, expiry date and all, is need to be checked, then only to be issued. And oxygen storage, the facilities in hospital need to be taken a special care. Second is the sprinkle system in the hospital is working or not working is to be checked properly. And it is a team effort by everybody at every stage. Either it is a preparatory centric approach or it is a people centric approach. We have to come together and we have to work together. This is the advisory we have issued.
Rajendra ji, what is the type of relief that NDMA can provide in the case of chronic heat wave affecting the masses? You have already given us the advisories, the do's and don'ts. But in the event that there are casualties,
NDMA make the policy guidelines. We bring everybody together, see their preparedness and advise them. We are an advisory body here. But as far as that, suppose some incidents take place, it is a job of state how to tackle it. Is their hospitals are ready? That's why this workshop was conducted here, is to see their preparedness angle. Are they ready to take this type of... Now, if suppose the rallies are going to take place, is the water supply is proper there or not? Is the sheds are prepared or not? Is the ORS is there or not? Is the hospitals are ready to take that type of casualty or not? These all things are there. And plus, all the agency have to come together. They have to work together and make an approach where nobody is found wanting, he is not there. It is a teamwork and we cannot do anything at this level. We advise the people how to go about it. This is a state-related job.
You spoke about the building and construction sector because workers in that particular industry face a lot of hardship in their occupation. It's an occupational hazard as well. Accidents do happen, so there are obviously industrial safety measures, but they're also poor and disadvantaged. What is the nature of the advisories that you have given to those who control the industry so that the workers are protected?
As far as this industry goes, our advisory to them only, if they can change the working hours, instead of starting work around 9 o'clock, if that work they can start well in advance, say maybe at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10, that is the time where they can take measures. And after 11 and to 2, if they can be given some rest, and for the rest, they have to be provided shelter, a special shelter for ladies, pregnant ladies, their toilets, and there enough drinking water facilities has to be there. And time to time, there should be a visiting doctor where they can come and they can check what is their health conditions. And if the building construction, somebody is the big builders are there, they can always look into this small thing. If the small children they are bringing together, there is a small place they can keep it for children also. There should be a separate toilet or washrooms for the ladies and just. These are the small things we can take care. And industry, they can tie up with the local hospitals in case some accident. Heat stroke is not a very big thing. On timely, if they can be taken to a nearest hospital, his life can be saved. For that, there should be ambulance, there should be some transport there in case something happened. Some get a heat stroke and all. Immediately, he can be rushed to a nearest hospital where he got a license with the local hospital.
So beyond industry, if you are addressing the people who are also listening to this program, your valuable tips that you're giving, what are the tips that you would recommend for the treatment of sunstroke? And your website has also mentioned about ORS on oral rehydration. Would you recommend that the average person should increase the intake of water and perhaps not venture out between 12 and 3 where temperatures are at the maximum?
Absolutely. This is a time, 12 to 3 is a time where the maximum people get affected by the heat stroke. It's a time to people must go out with the water bottles, with the ORS in the pocket, and whenever they feel they are getting dehydrated and all, take enough liquid, take enough fluid, and if they can avoid going out during this time. Humble request to each and everybody, maybe the colleges will be shut down during the summer, schools and all. It is the best time to kindly remain at home, be inside and don't venture out around from 12 to 3 o'clock so that they can avoid heat stroke and all. And enough liquid, water, and these are the things they can be kept in the store and kept in the house so that in case they feel dehydrated, this can be taken on time to time.
What are the special precautions that you advise parents regarding child care? Because children tend to want to venture out. They can't stay cooped up at home for very long. So any advisory for parents who are responsible for young children, in your opinion?
They should be advised to all the parents to keep the children at home, advise them not to go out and tell them, give them some good books to read, give them some good TV serials they can watch and all, but they should not be allowed. My all requests to parents are keep their children inside the house during this peak summer, and that is from 12 to 3. And it is a matter of only 2 months, April and May. June onwards, when this rain season starts, one or two showers comes, then temperature goes down. But this is a 2 months if they can avoid. And there are enough material available, don'ts and do's. And the children, they are the coming generation. And if they can be bought in on board, you know, going out will not be advisable at this time, I think they will understand and they will follow their parents' guidelines.
Rajendra, how important is weather forecasting in your line of work? What is the role of IMD when it comes to formulating your plans?
Arjunji, over the past few years, the weather forecasts have improved remarkably. Full marks to IMD. Maybe it is a weather forecast or maybe it is a cyclone forecast. Now in the month of March, this IMD has issued the weather forecast for entire summer season for 3 months, where is going to be the maximum temperature and where is going to be, which is the most affected area. 1st April, they are going to issue again forecast for the month of April and May. Every month on 1st, they will issue a proper forecast, and this forecast need to be circulated to each and every state, to every district. From district, it should be circulated to each and every panchayat, village, and even the block level. Even in the college, schools, it should be this forecast to go everywhere so that people is aware what to do, what not to do.
Rajendraji, apart from not venturing outside because of the heat wave, and especially during peak times between 12 and 3 in the afternoon, whenever you stay inside also, there is in your resources page on the NDMA website, you have some provision for cool roofs. Could you tell us something about the science or the technical side of cool roofs, how important that is to ensure that there is proper ventilation while at the same time the impact of the heat wave is not felt by those who are inside?
NDMA has given this project to one of the institutions that is in Nagpur and Ahmedabad, cool roofing, and it was quite useful. And this cool roof project is very well implemented in Gujarat and in Maharashtra also some villages. These people are using the cool roof therapy and it is very, very useful. And a small house, and there is a roof where they sprinkle water there, and they put this certain chick also inside the outside their room. And during the summer, when heat picks up, that if keep cooling it, keep spilling some water there, and so that when the heat waves comes, it will be a cool wave. And it is a very useful thing, and it is already mentioned in NDMA guidelines and NDMA website. People can take use of that also. And
that is the nature of experience curve, and which is why we have Rajendra Singh Ji here as member of the NDMA. Now looking at a new risk facing our society, which is the impact of heat wave during this summer season. Thank you so much, Rajendra Singh Ji, for being with us on Akashvani and discussing at length the NDMA summer advisories, preparedness for heat waves and safety. Thank you.
Thank you, Arjun Ji.
You were listening to a discussion on National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA summer advisories, preparedness for heat waves and safety. The participants were Rajendra Singh, member, National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-0940. 4-4.